They were holding a siman reish ayin vav. Sif aleph. Any yehudi shehidlik is a ner b'shul yisrael. So the goy did a malacha for a Jew. So the malacha is that the Jew cannot benefit from the malacha that the goy did. So osur lakol. So Chazal asked it to everybody. I feel the mishlo hudlak b'shviloi. And this is also not only for the person it was lit for, but for others as well. Okay. The Bir Lacha will say there's a difference between doing a Malacha Duraisa, which is also to everybody, and Malacha Durbanan, which is, if he did it, is only also to the person it was done for.
So would this include people who came in after the fact?
Correct. It would also be... They weren't there at the time of the halakha, but they still can't benefit. If they didn't know, they didn't know. Okay, same, but they were supposed to know about it. But if they would know, they cannot benefit from it. So the heter that we have of kablonis, which we had before, that he paid him for it, and he did it by kablonis, those type of things, allow the goy to do the maisa, but does not allow the yisrael to benefit from what the goy is doing on Shabbos. That's still going to be a problem. So whenever you deal with the mir la'akum, you have to cheshbon above and beyond whether the mira case is mutter, how it's going to be used and benefited by the Yisrael is a separate question which has to be considered. Okay. Abul im hidlikoi litzarkoi. If the guy lit it for his own need, or the litzarkoi Yisrael, or he lit for a Jew, I feel in basakana. Which Chazal allowed the goy to do a malacha deraisa, a mir la'akum on a malacha deraisa is mutter for a chayla, even though there's no sakana involved. Or the tzarach ketanim, the hu kechayla shema sakana, or for the tzarach of a child, which has the equivalent status of an inba sakana. So these are all cases where the goy lit it, perhaps he lit it for himself, or he lit it for a chayla, etc. So then, mutter the chol yisrael ishtamash lover. Then a Jew and other Jews may benefit from the light. Would the lesser medura the tzarchel? The same thing would be true when not lighting a lamp, but he's lighting a fire for the purpose of warming himself. For him, the goy does it for his own need or for a chayla. So we have the same thing. That's going to be mutter for other Jews to benefit. Yeshayse with medura. Some say no. In the case of the medura, it's usur. Mishum the gazin and shema yarba bishviloi, so that there is when you the more says a sort of near lecha near lemeya, I can light the same lamp and many people can benefit from the same amount of light which is being produced. The fact that there's more people there doesn't require more light, but the fact that there's more people there for the medura purposes of warming the people which are further away, it's a larger fire, they'll be warmed, etc. So there's a chashash that the goy knows that Jews X, Y, and Z want to benefit from it, he'll do more, he'll light more than if he's just lighting for the chayla, so, or for himself. So we can't allow them to benefit because the goy might be marbe because of that. And that would be also good than the goy is doing for the Jew. I'll go up. If the goy did it in the Jew's house on his own, I mean, the Jew did not ask him to do it. See, even though we're saying that even though there is no Isser Amira, the Jew cannot benefit from the light that the goy did for the Jew, or the heat that the goy did for the Jew, but a person is not mechuyev to leave his own home because of that. So the goy, you know, it'd be a great, you know, plot, right? If the rule halacha would be that they'd have to leave, so a very knowledgeable guy would come to the house and says, light the lamp! Everybody has to run out. Now what? Right? Goes to the next house, does the same thing. You kick all the Jews out of their houses, the whole city. Because that weren't mechayev you to leave if the goy, you didn't ask the goy, and the goy did it on his own. Even if he did it for the Jew, you're not mechayev to leave your own home. Dr. Mishibur, Shehidlik, Aleph. Who did the Chamalacha Shayas or Yehudi b'Shabbos b'Shei Yisrael? The Osel Lachol Hanus is violently able to mention Beis Minyan Kablonis. So this applies by any one of the Malachas. If the Goy does it on Shabbos for the Jew and any other Jew cannot benefit from it. And he sends you back to over the Rishon Beis. So that regards to the Isser Amira, there's no Isser Amira. He was on the Kablonos, etc. But we're saying over here that even though that takes care of the Isser of Amira, but since the Goy is lighting it for a Jew cannot benefit from it on Shabbos. Also, Amira, but on the Im, Yehemot, Lohonos, Yermel, Lohadik. Chazal answered it. Because if it's going to be mutter to benefit from it, we're afraid that the people will tell the goy to light. Like we said, even for a person who was not lit for. Now, well, Adamer the Misha Huva Bishuloi Michus Tzum the Bshabbos and Mutter LaAcher, the Commandments Siman Shin Chafei Sif Ches. So there's a whole siman about this issue of benefiting from the actions that the goy does in Shabbos for the Yisrael. That's the Mishin Chav Hei. So over there, we say it's only also for the person that, by the case of Tchum, it's only also for the person who, the Goy brought an item from beyond the Tchum on Shabbos to the Yisrael. So that person who's brought for it can't benefit from it. Well, the Jews could. And over here we're saying no Jew can benefit. So the answer is over the Tchum of the Rabbanon. That's the Yisrael the Rabbanon, so we only answered for the person who was done for. So now that's a cloud. By the Rabbanans, it's only us. The Yisrael did not ask the Goy. The Goy did it on his own. So the Yisrael cannot benefit from it. If it's in the rights, then no Jew can benefit. If it's the Rabbanan, only the Jews that it was done for. The other Yidden could have benefit from it. There's no difference over here whether he paid him or not. He made up a price. He was kablonis, all the different things. Ben kotzav dalit hanemir Shabbos. Kamashal on the loy amrina binyanenu and yehudah daitiz nafshei ovid kele kabos schara haniksav loy kele basim reishim beis and beis on your kablonis. So we don't say that he's doing it just. He's not. It's not called. He's doing it for the Jew. He's doing it. He couldn't care less about the Jew. He just wants to get paid. He's doing it for himself. So we don't say that story over here. Now the Ramah said kotzav leiskar leikotzav kablonis are skiris. So the mishabura. This phrase oishaso be kablonis are skiris is a pirish who perish the mashamim with kolben kotzav. Whether the payment was done through kablonis or skiris, either way, it's not going to help. So the skiris would be paying is a day worker. Kablonah says he's undertaking a job. What's the job over here? The job over here would be his job is to make sure that there's light in the Jewish home. Right? So whenever he estimates that the Jews need light, he goes and lights. So he's working now. He's a contractor. He's contracted. He plows your driveway whenever it snows. He lights your neighbors whenever they're needed. So that's not going to make a mutter. There's no isra mitzad the halakha, but it's an isra mitzad being the head. But if he did it for himself or for a charla or for ketanim, hainu im shechem harbe avolav halchi loy. So the difference of ketanim over here is the case of the ketanim actually really really need light. So then the goy is allowed to light the lights for them. So this is usur. But if he lit it in the way of heter, the goy lit it for himself, his own self. The goy lit it for the goy, or he lit it for a chayla, or somebody has done like a chayla. So then all the Jews can benefit. So what do you begrudge? Well, if I allow you to benefit when he lights your charla, you'll ask him light for the charla. You're allowed to ask him light for the charla. So with no reason to make it there. It's much like Shammah Shalai, right? Fill whom I key, right? Even if the goy knows the Jew, And we would say maybe he's going to, because he knows this Jew, he might add extra for the Jew, which that would be usur. No, we're not worried about that. The Ner Lechon Ner Lemeh, the Mor says a Sora, the Echon Ner Lemeh. You can accomplish the same lights and lighting a room with no matter how many people are in the room. Okay. Because in Chiluk Ben Im Huen Yehudi Chiluk Ner Bebeisoy or Bebeisoy. Where he, if the scenario is playing out by the Goy's house, the scenario is playing out by the Jew's house, it doesn't make a difference. And the same thing by Madura. The Goy made a Madura, the Tzar Goy. Then the Mudal Goy Yisrael is coming. So now another Jew, Jews can come and warm themselves by this Madura. Even though the Goy knows the Jew. Mishum the Madura Ketana Nami Mechamem Es Harbe Enoshim. How we come near the Ner Lech and Ner Lemeh. So this opinion holds that, that Madura functions like a Ner with the argument of Madura Lech and Madura Lemeh. That's the first, that's the Matirim. V'yeshashim. The Oysim disagree. V'yeshashim Sirlu, the Madura Gzir and Shem Yarbim. V'lodam Ner, Madura, there is a Gashash, he might, if he realizes that Chuex wants to benefit from it, he likes Chuex, he's Makiroi, which means there's some relationship between the two of them. Makiroi doesn't mean he recognizes them, but it means they have a relationship. So if that's the situation, the Goy might be Marba Bishuloi. You say, what does he gain? Like it's the same fire? No, it's not the same as a Nair. Nair, you're right. It illuminates, it's not, the illumination is not really diminished by the fact that there's another person there. But over here, well, double the nair, Mishum, the fee rebuy on Hashim, Shimsumet the Madura, Tsarkla Hitsum the Hag the Madura. The more people there, the larger the fire has to be to make sure it's warming everybody, because some people can't get as close because there's more people there. In a case where it's not an open fire, but it's that they heat up the oven, the warming oven which warms the house, so that you do the same whether there's more one person in the house, there's multiple people in the house, it heats the room. So if the goy lit the fire in the tanner beis acharev, the way the houses were built apparently, so you had this very large tanner which was, let's say, built into the house, and then you had a room off of it, which had thick walls and, you know, small door, etc. So in the winter, it was very cold. You would go to that room, and it was right adjacent to the oven. So that room would be warm from the oven, and the thick walls would keep it. And they would basically hang out in the base of Harif, you know, when they needed to. When it was very cold out. So when the goy lit the fire in the town of base of Harif for his own purpose, so the goal is to heat the room, so the one person, multiple people, that everybody agrees is the same. There's no gzeir shem yarav bishulot. The chim alechet chim alemeh ben habikim alemeh the shori. But the in the case of an open fire, which the madura, which is not made like the room with the insulation with everything keeping the heat, etc. It's just an open fire. So this sheet holds that you, if there's more people there, you're going to make a larger fire. So it's also because we're afraid he might be marbe bishuloi. Now, you do a shena makiro, share the kuliyama. This chashash, he might be marbe bishuloi, is only, like, you know, what does he care about some Jew who wants to be warmed? So the issue is if there's a relationship, he's a makiro. Well, if he knows that he's not a makiroi, he knows that he has no shachas to his goy. Of course, he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know who the goy is. They have no relationship with the goy. We're not chayshu, the goy will be marbe v'shiloi. Okay, so then it's mutter. Now, if the goy lit the fire in the Beis Yisrael, he died on his own decision. He wasn't asked by the Jew. So the Jew does not need to leave his home. This is talking about it already happened. So you say the Jew is not mechuyav to leave because what do you want from the Jew? He's an onus. But yes, you're in all the bush. Allah says, can he has to tell the guy not to do it again? Allah says, Hamadura. But if the Jew comes right as the guy is about to light, so then he has to stop it. This is only what we're discussing. It's already after the fact. The fire is lit. So he lit. You're not allowed to benefit. Leave the house. No, you're not going to leave the house. If you walk in and see him about the fire, you say stop it. Well, you know, let's not say anything now. He'll do, and I'm allowed to stay because I'm anonymous. You're going to stop him. You can't say that.
In a case where it would be in the goy's house, but the Jew is supplying the materials, he has to stop him.
The Jew's not planning to stay. He's not going to benefit. Still, Gamkin Tarklimchis. He has to stop the goy. So this is even the goy's house, Kabbal Kermer, this would be taking place. There would be a problem. So here he is, the Jew is telling the goy to stop, and the goy says, tough luck, I'm going to do it anyway. So Loch is Khaim Lagarsha bin Basir bin Khil Hashem. You mukhiyab to get the guy out of here and don't let him do it. Shayach Shadu, Shoysah, and Yehudi Bishlikhusa, Ikim, and Shubay Sisrael. Here he is in Basis Sisrael, the guy is doing it against the will of the owner, but the people will not know that. So there's an element of Khil Hashem involved in it. So you mechuyev to, if necessary, evict him from the house. Rechila b'zeh bein im ho'en Yehudi oisa b'chinam oisa katsi im ho'ischar v'kibolitski m'shu oisa b'sisro. So again, there's no difference whether he's being the arrangement is a kablonis or a schiris. B'sisro, you don't have a heter of kablonis because he's doing a body for the Yisro. So, if the goy did it in the base of Israel, lav dafka, who would in Shabbos be maloyin eitzel in Yehudi be Shabbos ki beisu who? Lajichu lo tzeis mimenu. This halacha would be true even if a person is just renting the room for Shabbos. It's not really his own bias, but that 3 years of Shabbos. So the goy went and lit for the Jew. The Jew is not mochiv to leave the room. Since the goy did it, the Jews did not tell him to do it. Even the guy is doing it for the Jew, the Jew did not ask him. Even though he's definitely getting a benefit from it, we're not saying he's not getting a benefit from it. He is getting a benefit from it, but you're not going to leave your home. Fine. Raksha also the Ishtamish Laroi. But so we're saying that he's allowed to any male benefit he's going to get is mutter, so he's enjoying the warmth. Okay, what we're supposed to do? He's warm in the room, he's enjoying the warmth. But he cannot go actively and take advantage of the light. Therefore, also, these damage Darvish Yachalah says, but in there, there's a certain amount of natural light which comes in. So by daytime, let's say, so in the corners you need the nair, or you know, as it starts getting dark, you need the nair. But during the day, I can actively go and take advantage of the light which is there in the world. As it starts to darken and the lamp is making a difference. So then if I can only, let's say, read because of the lamps, then I can't read. Because then I'm actively partaking of the Hanor, which I may not do. That I can't do. This is also a case where he did not ask the guy to do it.
and the guy did it on his own. But if the Jew told the guy to do it, and the guy did it, we tell the Jew, pack your bags and get out of here. You cannot stay in this house that you is lit because you told the guy to light. See, so does not need to leave your dalit. Who didn't shein tzarich lahapich part of man there? Elam kein shiroitz alasus midas chasidus. Midas chasidus, he should not benefit from the nair at all. He should turn away from the nair. But mikra then he's not mechuyev to that. Okay, comes among the rabbis. Shame, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lusha, Rashi, Rashi, Shul, Machmer, Bezel. The Rashi seems to be more Machmer. So looking back in the Biur Halacha, fine. Sipes Yisrael ben Yehudim shehisebo yachad v'liko en Yehudim there. So there's a group of people sitting together, partially Jewish, partially not Jewish, and the goy lit a near. Stam. So who's he lighting for? So he said like this: in Roy Benim Yehudim, Mutalishtam Rishlori. If the majority of people there are not Jewish, we say that the Ikar Lach is for the majority. Yehudim Roy. So it was lit for the non-Jews. So now a Jew can benefit from it. Vim Roy Yisrael. However, if the majority of the people in the room are Jewish, so we assume that there's an assumption he's lighting for the Jews. Oh, I feel mechza mechza. It's half and half. Exactly half and half is also usur. You cannot benefit from that light. If there's some other way, it's indicative of the fact that he's lighting it for the goy, not for the yidden. And we see that goy is now going and benefiting from the light, which is why it was lit. So here that you have the chacha, who he's lighting for, so he's not lighting for the Rabbi Yisrael, either Rabbi Yisrael, but he's not lighting for them. He's lighting for this goy that he wants to help. Okay. Now this Ram over here is really not a continuation of the thought of the Machabras and Nudin. So we've not touched on Amir Lachum and lighting in there. That it's mutter except for the case of Tzarech Chayli, which Chazal were mutter a goy to do a malach of the rice of Tzarech Chayli. Zok the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, the mutter learner lehen Yehudi lahadlik loy ner l'sura Shabbos. I don't like sitting in a dark room. I don't enjoy my food. It'll enhance my sura Shabbos tremendously. I want to ask the goy to come in and light the ner for my sura Shabbos. So they hold it to mutter. Some hold it. Yesh Omrim. Some say that's mutter. Why is that? Mishum the Svir Lei, the mutter Amir Lein Yehudi. I feel Malacha Gemura b'Malka Mitzvah. This opinion holds that the heter of Malka that Tzarech Mitzvah. You're allowed to ask a goy, even if you're asking a goy for Malacha the Raisa. Then the Ramah continues and says Shalpizeh. No, Rabbi Lahaka B'dabar Latzabas Leni Yehudi Lahadlik Neiris B'Tzarech Sura. This has become now an accepted Hanhaga in Klai Yisrael. Many people are doing this. They're taking advantage of this Shita and asking the Goy to light on Shabbos the Tzarech Sura Shabbos. With Prat B'Surah Chasana or Mila by Surah of Chasana or Mila, which there's a din of Simcha, they would do that. Nobody stops them, so that's this shita. Zot the Ramah, but yesh lahachmer b'makom shein tzarech gadol, you should be machmer unless there's a real strong need. The Rabbi Peskim cholkem asura zu, v'ayin lekamam in siman shin zayin tzivhei. So later on in shin zayin, we see that we don't really use this Torah. We only the only case that's mutter for a ask somebody to do malach on Shabbos is shrus to shrus. The shoes to shoes means it's Amir Lahakum, that's one shoes. One shoes is the name which Chazal gave for Yisrim Durban, based on the Pasuk Shabbason, you should be Shoves. There's a, above and beyond the mitzvahs, the Yisuri Shabbos, there's a quality like a mitzvah of to be Shoves. So Chazal, many of the Tanas were based on that idea. So that's called. So the Yisrim Durban are called Shoves. They're part of the commands of Chazal to refrain from that. Shus to shus means you're asking a goy, that's one shus. It's one drabbanon. To do a malacha drabbanon, the shus to shus, an issa drabbanon, that's a shus to shus. It's an issa drabbanon, on an issa drabbanon. Over there, the tzarech mitzvah is mutter. So that you can have a goy do. I think I mentioned to you, there's a shita's hatur later on. Shin lamed ches. Shin lamed tes. One of those two, I remember. That he brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe, that playing on a musical instrument is a drabbanon. Chazal asked it because you might, one of the strings might, you know, rip or whatever it is, and you'll fix it. I mean, besakim klishir. So it's a drabbanon to play an instrument because you might come to fix it. I want to ask a goy to play the music. So it's a shus to shus. So for the purpose of Moshe Brachas on Shabbos, he says it's considered a mitzvah to Mitzvah Chosam Akalim. Part of the simcha is having music. Makes people happy. So, and he quotes the following. During one of the Crusades, so there's rivalry amongst the different European governments. So King Richard from England, on the way back, was waylaid by the Lord of Vienna, and he was kidnapped. So while he was in captivity, so the Queen Mother made a rule that no music is allowed to be played. So there's no Jews in England anymore at that point in time, but there were Jews in Normandy, which was under the rule of, so the Jews in Normandy, so I think it was the Rebbe Tam, said they should not make chasnas in Normandy, because you can't make a chasna without music. It's part of the Mitzvah Simcha Chasna Makala to play music. So it's improper to make a chasna without music, so they should not make a chasna. They should move to the other parts of France, which were not under English rule, and be able to, but you're not allowed to get married without music. So the Torah brings, based on that Torah, that shus to shus mokem mitzvah, I will have a goy play music by Shevrachas on Shabbos. Right. So I'm not saying lechol ma'aseh, just give you interesting hekatim. So that comes along this sheet. The sheet is saying no. Even beyond that, we're going to be matter even a emir la'akam on a deraisa, the tzarech mitzvah. But Rav Price can argue on this in Shin Zayin, it says that's the only which is mutter is shus to shus b'malka mitzvah, not a shus b'malka mitzvah. That was a long winded way to be mazur with that, to give an example of that remark. Okay. Zog the Mishabura im Rav Enem Yehudim Sivkot Tezabov. So the goy is lighting, and there's a group of people sitting there. If the goy, Ruba Rav Goyim, he lives for the goyim. Why? Mistamat Adaita the Ruba Ka'obin. There's an assumption he's probably one that he's doing it for the majority of people sitting there. That's what he's thinking about. More Jews came afterwards. The goyim left. But Shas Hadlaka, it was Rav Goyim, so it's mutter. That's at the moment of Mister. And even if it was Rav Yisrael Shas Hadlaka, it's also, even though later on the Jews left, it doesn't make a difference. Mechsa is also Mishul Lekel make him a lot of milsa. It's a suffix. In Bishrul any Yehudi Ovid, in Bishrul Yisrael Ovid. We're not sure who he's doing for. So therefore, we're machmer. Yesharim Mishul Mechsa Mechsa Mestam L'Shem Shneim Nasa. Some say a little bit differently. When it's 50-50, he's doing for both. So he's doing for the Jews. So that's not going to be a heter because he's doing for the goy at the same time. The tzarech en Yehudi.
if there's some clear hachach that he's doing it for the goy, so then even though it's Rabbi Yisrael Tzimut, Ratzalomer, the Tzarech Atzmai, he's doing it for himself. Is it in Yehudi Acher, or for another, or for a specific goy? Either case, he's not doing it for the Jews. But if we know he's doing it for the Jews also, doing Bishul Shneim is Osir. Fine. Then, how do we know? We see that he's the guy is lighting for himself, and he's being mishtamish with it. Shumishtamish, hanu miyad. He's right away using it, so it means he lit for himself. Even though it's Rabbi Yisrael, it's mutter. Mishtamish kehidli mitchila nami hikar daita the day of it nirlech nehu mei. He's lighting for himself, not for the Jews. Some say it's mutter to ask the guy to light and near for Suda Shabbos. Hainu. He's sitting in the dark. He has no near to eat by. So that's when you have that heter. Avol. He hasn't benched yet, but he finished the meal. So the light is not going to enhance the meal. The goal is just benching. She did also the tzavus that he hadikloy that we should shalom b'mokemitzu. So, having light by the Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah. It makes it a more chashuv meal. It makes it a more pleasant meal. So that itself is the mitzvah they have in there. And there for benching, there's no mitzvah they have in there for benching. There's a practical issue. You want to have an air so you'll be able to read, but that's not called. He doesn't call that mokemitzvah. He already had a nair. So we had a nair. So this shita, which is matter, the tzar mitzvah, it's not tzar mitzvah. You have a nair. Let's say you had a nair. You should not have told the goy. You told the goy. So now we're discussing with the sort of hanoa, but you're not being adequate. You have a nair. So that's still going to be true. So as long as the nair is lit, so you're not benefiting from the light of the goy. So then the writer is mutter. Amir then Yehudi. Their matter, Amir then Yehudi, even from Malacha, b'malka mitzvah. Al b'shus to Yisrael atzmoy, kliyam ha'osar afil b'malka mitzvah. So we're being matter, and he said, Rabbanon, the tzarech mitzvah. So let's be matter, the Jew to do something mit Rabbanon for a tzarech mitzvah. He said, no, that we didn't do. That's something that the Jew himself is being involved in. That's we're not going to be matter. A mirror lakim, which is just a mirror, and the goy is doing the work, and that we're matter the malkam mitzvah. According to the sheet, the malkam mitzvah. Leave the space. Yes, b'shabbos hidei yehudi. So therefore, according to this, building the shul, mirror lakim, malkam mitzvah. Have the goy build it on Shabbos. Kosa magen rum. The also filo dasa eater. This email, this sheet over here, which is the eater, by the way, was not matter that. To have the guy build the basic Knesset. My pregadim shemasik mishum, the havi mitzvah sheino averis shechlin losim b'chol. You can wait till you'll get the shul a day earlier, whatever it is, but that's, he can do it on the weekdays. But over here, you need it right now. Even if kablonus is osur, in which yesh chashash shami yisbatol chasu sholom ayireze b'yemesik Knesset l'gamri. If we're afraid that if by making the goy cease and to work on Shabbos, he's going to lose the whole project and without the basic Knesset, so then you can make a kablonus. The ozei shall hakam a kablonus. Erstal yedei zeh schiris mutter b'chei gavne im loy yirtzei ni hudu the kablonus. Maybe even schiris, if the guy doesn't want to do kablonus, maybe even schiris would work. So people do this. The tzarech b'sura b'ein moicha. With the shiva shogim ayim azidim. So Mishabur is not a very big fan of this heter, but they're not moicha. He says, you know what? It's not a bad idea. This way they'll be shogim. Shumachrav. There's not a big need. Shein, but it means big need. You can make it. Zot Mishabur no. Shlo hichmer af the tzarech gadol. He was matmaterit.
שכן רואה נוהגים בקהילת חשובים שיש בחשיכה, מתשב אז אפילו בחסנה, שימר הכל ברוך. They would sit in the dark. They wouldn't ask a goy. וכן נוהג גוין הרש, כשהיו סוידים, עץ לא יסיר השלישיס, he sat in the dark. פרימה גדה מסעד להוקל, להד לגל ידי אין יהודי, במצוי שבס, לצורך מצווה, אף שהוא עדיין בין השמושרס. So there's a sheet which we'll see later on that Ben Shmosh, they weren't geyser. It's Rim Darbanan. So you can use that Hetem Motzi Shabbos. Kol Shkein Barer Shabbos Ben Shmosh the Tzarech Mitzvah Kedvari Kedmuta Kedchamam Sim Shimon Beis Ayin Shom. So that Simon over there in Shimon Beis, that Ben Shmosh is Loigazru. So there's a Shaila. Maybe that's only Erev Shabbos, not Motzi Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, we pass the Ben Shmosh as Lagozer. Motzi Shabbos is the Ribbol game. Now we also pointed out this whole time the person wasn't Makabel Shabbos yet. He's Makabel Shabbos. So then Amir, then you don't like Shabbos itself. You don't have a special head to Ben Shmosh. Let's just finish over here. So Rabbi, he should not be lying. This Rabbi person something like that. Come walk and mutter learn the Hebrew. The second is the Arabic. She's Kalkol b'Shabbos. The Arab was Niskalko. And you need to take in the rice to fix it. It's mutter. Actually, you were a rabbi in the mixture, because then you say we're rabbing from the mixture. Because I will balay to lismer cholab lahat to shoes to mirror. The malach of the rice, the malach of mitzvah, the rabbim. Mitzvah the rabbim is a whole different ballgame. Cain said, "Das prima godim linyan leil basamach sifkaton chabeis on the kamon." So Mishram gam came a word the like balay to. So the psak is not like the balay to. Make sure that okay.